Business in the Okanagan matters. This is Law Talk with lawyers Clay Williams and Tanveer Gill from FH&P Lawyers LLP. They talk business and take your questions at podcast@fhplawyers.com. Now, here's Clay Williams.
All right, welcome to another edition of FH&P's Lawyers Law Talk. And so in this podcast, we talk about a wide-ranging issues that kind of touch on the law. And so my name is Clay Williams. I'm a partner here at FH&P. My usual sidekick is Tanveer Gill. She is not here today. So we do have a fill-in, a replacement, and it's Brett McClellan. Welcome, Brett.
Thank you, Clay. Glad to be here.
So Tanveer is missing today, and I understand the reason that she's missing is that she's keeping her dog company from another surgery. So I think that's kind of funny, because how much money has she spent on her dog? It must be the most expensive dog that's ever been. But anyway, that's why she's missing today. So
we all love Cheeto, so we can't really blame her.
Well, yeah, but I mean, is there a value you put on a dog's life? I think, you know, she'd certainly have hit it if it was, or I'd have hit it if it was my dog, but in any event. So, so Brett is a litigation associate with FH&P, and how long have you been with us, Brett?
Just over a year, actually, a year and 2 days.
Just a year, eh? Well, you're a young fellow. You are you a Generation Z? Is that are you
no,
one
I'm,
of those guys?
No, I'm actually a millennial.
You're a millennial. Yeah, so. Oh, you're a little older. Okay, so I can't make Generation Z jokes and talks about, you know, how unloyal Generation Zers are then about you, I guess. Eh?
I think they're called Zoomers. Appropriate term. I could be wrong though. You know, I'm just throwing shade at two generations at the same time. So, what do I know? See.
Well, welcome, and thanks for coming on the podcast today. So the topic today is criminal record checks. And, you know, the reason that that I'd asked Brett to come on today is that you got to do a little interesting research on a topic. And I think it could have some repercussions and be of interest to our listeners. And that's that these criminal records checks most recently had a policy change. And so first, let's just chat about the process of a criminal records check. You know, I think most of us have done these. So Brett, can you comment on what do you have to do to get a criminal records check nowadays?
Generally speaking, they do, like you touched on, apply to almost everybody in the province. If you look at the Criminal Records Review Act, it actually indicates that essentially everybody other than somebody who is self-employed will have to go through a record check at some point in their life. And in order to do that, the employer or whoever is requesting that you do the criminal record check will either ask you to authorize them to have a criminal record check performed on your behalf, or you will fill out the form on your own. And once you've done that, then the criminal records review program will facilitate that. And once that happens, there will be one of two types of police information checks, as they're called, that will be done to verify whether or not you have a criminal record.
So as I understand it, there's actually two different checks that are done. One is kind of a standard one, and one is one that's done when the check is being done for people that are working with, I think it's just basically vulnerable people like children. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah. Vulnerable people includes children as well as vulnerable adults. So think of your senior citizens, people with physical or mental disabilities that will not be able to fully comprehend what is happening to them. So that check goes a little bit further than your standard police information check.
Now, let me just stop you there, because you said something that I found was kind of interesting. Now, I remember doing these checks, you know, when I'm, I remember doing a trip with my kids in school, for instance, or, you know, when I was volunteering with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, we did these checks. And I'm also aware that, certain industries that work with children or be or are exposed to children, you'd want to have a criminal records check. But what did you mean when you said you thought that just about everybody would have to do it?
Well, you might not have to, but there's a good chance you will end up doing one. And that doesn't just include if you want to work with children. There, because of the two different police information checks that would fall under a criminal record check, according to the Criminal Records Review Act, there's multiple different categories of people. So registered students, so say somebody who is doing a university or college program to work with children, they will have to go through the more substantial police information vulnerable sector screening check. Somebody who is working as a like an individual teacher who goes to somebody's house like a tutor, those sorts of people would fall under that category as well. But if you're just an employee and your employer requests that you do a check, you don't have to do that second stage, the more invasive test, if you are not dealing with children. If you're just going to people's houses, they are more concerned with trying to find out whether or not you have a history of theft, fraud, those sorts of things.
Okay, you fill out one of these forms at the request of your employer. Oh, and I should point out, I am also aware that you have to do it on multiple occasions if you are somebody's working or volunteering with vulnerable people. Like it happens all the time, doesn't it?
That's correct. Like in For example, most of the professional bodies around the province, so teachers, organizations, medical professionals, legal professionals, accountants, those sorts of things, you will have to, generally speaking, do one every 5 years. And you're actually obligated, if you are charged with something, now, as it stands, you are obligated to inform that governing body if you fall under that purview.
So now, what I think we all assume is that it goes off and they search for a conviction, and if there's no conviction, they give you a clearance letter, and you're good to go. Now, as it turns out, though, that's not as simple as all that, is it?
No, it is not. It used to be a little more simple, closer to what you were saying. But as of December 1st, 2021, they decided to start going a little further and actually showing outstanding charges, or if you had just been charged in the past, whether or not that was outstanding, that could show up depending on how that charge was resolved. I think a lot of people have probably, you might have had a bit of a not so serious run-in with the law, shall we say. And you kind of had your wrist slapped, kind of had a couple lawyers, Crown prosecution. You agreed to go through something called a diversion, which you get alternative measures. That's your classic. You have to do some community service. You go volunteer somewhere. You might have to write an essay or an apology letter, those sorts of things. And you've probably been told that's not a criminal record. It won't show up. Technically speaking, now it is. It will show up because, in order to go through alternative measures under Section 717 of the Criminal Code, you have to accept fault for whatever act you are accused of doing. That is one of the prerequisites to go down that road. Before, so say you got charged with something 15, 20 years ago. It probably wouldn't show up unless it was a very, very random, specific circumstance, which we'll not really touch on because it's kind of outside of the scope of this. But before, there has been some changes in the last few years. They've kind of developed this, but before, it wouldn't show up unless it was considered a quote unquote relevant offense, which relevant offenses, for lack of a better term, generally fall under more violent offenses or sexual offenses or dealing with children in an unsavory manner, if you will. Whereas now it may actually also, the criminal records check, cover specified offenses, which are much less serious. They're the ones that you can't go to jail for more than 6 months. The maximum fine is $5,000. So they're, you're theft under 5,000, shoplifting, public mischief, those sorts of things. Like you might have a little too many wobbly pops and go pee somewhere you shouldn't, and a cop sees you, you get a bit of a charge there. That will show up now.
And it's terrifying, really, because so what happens, as I understand it, then is that this shows up. You've gone and you've been told, look, you did something dumb, but we're prepared to go into the diversion program. If you go into the diversion program, you won't have a criminal record, which I guess is true in the sense that you don't have a criminal conviction, and you go write this essay or whatever, and you move on. So the charges have been dealt with, you're not convicted, and your 22-year-old stupid act is moved on. And so years later, as of December 2021, all of a sudden, bang, it shows back up again. When you consent to one of these criminal record searches. And I guess I just wanted to, so once this bang, it shows up again, the person that asked for it doesn't get the particulars of what happened. They just get a yes, we got a positive hit. And then it goes off to a determination as to whether this person should may pose a threat to working with vulnerable people. It's an absolutely terrifying letter. So you do something stupid when you're 20, nothing ever happened. You're 50 something now, and you never got convicted. The charges were never proceeded because you wrote an essay, and you get a letter that says something along the lines that yes, we found a relevant or specified offense, and we've gone on and considered, and this person isn't going to be a risk to children or vulnerable adults. But that's terrifying. If you are an employer or big brother or sisters and get a letter like that, I find it just shocking.
I have to agree, especially just based on the wording of the letter that you touched on. They usually say, yes, there was a hit, and then they go on and make a determination. And you see one of these letters, as like you said, an employer, and it says he's not a risk of committing sexual offenses against children or vulnerable people. And I'm sure the first consideration that's going to go through most employers' minds, especially if they haven't seen one of these before, like, what kind of stuff was he doing in the past? Like, what are you talking about? Why was that even included in this letter? Right? Why did that phrase need to be slapped on this thing? You could have just told me it he isn't a, we had a hit, it's not really relevant.
Right. I'm just I think it's going to do a lot of harm, and it's something that I didn't know about, and it's something that I think that most people wouldn't know about. So anyway, that's there, and all of a sudden we're seeing people that are getting these hits, and employers getting these letters, and that's due to this policy change that happened in December 2021. So I guess the takeaway from this is, if you're an employer, you're a person that is needs this because you're looking for volunteers to work with children or vulnerable adults. I guess it's a scary letter, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is a bad person, So and what about the fact, it would have been represented years ago too. You're not going to have a criminal record.
Yeah. And at the time, technically, I guess it was true because the definitions have evolved and changed over the last 20 years or so to kind of broaden what quote unquote conviction will include, meaning is that going to show up on your record check or not? Back in 2003, it was pretty limited to fairly specific offenses, like going back to like the sexual deviancy or the violent offenses, those sorts of things, those would show up, of course. I think we can all accept that that's probably what should show up on a criminal record check when you're trying to get a job with children. Conditional discharges, those would also show up. And now, on top of those sorts of offenses, it also will cover the specified offenses. So,
that you thought had been dealt with by writing an essay or doing some computer research.
yeah,
Anyway,
exactly.
absolutely. I think it's going to create some real problems, but something that I didn't know about, and something that came up that Brett just looked into. So thanks for showing up, and hopefully you took something out of this today. I know I did. So until next time.
FHMP lawyers are rooted in community and ready to help. Send your business law questions to podcast@fhplawyers.com.